Glenn, obviously the club got another great away performance last weekend against Nottingham Forest. When you look at the league table and see Wednesday just 4 points off the playoffs now, just how big are these next two games coming up at home for you?
Yeah, every game is big. You know, we had a good run now. So we need to just take it game by game, I think. Don't think too much ahead. Just focus on the first game coming. And make sure we stay in the mix.
People will look at them though and they will pair these two home games together and say, if you can get 6 points here, it will sort of cement your position as a legitimate contender. You've really got to press home sort of the position you're in now, haven't you?
Yeah, of course. We're so close to, so we need to keep going, keep getting them 3 points to get amongst them playoff spots, and if we, you know, continue the way we've been playing lately, I'm sure, you know, we'll hopefully we'll be there in the end.
How much credit do you think the team deserves, given that you lost that game at Fulham 4-0, and then to sort of come back and to go on this winning run that you've had in the league? How much credit do you think the team deserves for that?
Yeah, we knew we had to perform better as a team, and I think it shows a lot of character from the players that they bounce back in the way they, you know, we did, and I think it shows that we have a good dressing room. You know, of course there are going to be lows in the season, but it's how you react, and I think we've done terrific.
Were there any sort of strong words as the captain of the team after that defeat? And I suppose you could look at the game before as well, and you lost at home to Wolves. Was anything said at that point that, look, we've got to get this going again now over Christmas to get back on track?
Yeah, it's not only me. I think everyone realised that something needs to be happened, and everyone said their say, and you know, we moved on. Sometimes you need a bit of a wake up call for everyone to get back in the same direction again, and I think that's what happened.
Mm. Did you always think at the start of the year that Wednesday could be in this kind of a position here where you're looking up at the top six and talking about that as a possibility? When you sort of looked at this team in the summer, did you think we've got the opportunity there?
Well, we always knew we had a good, you know, dressing room, but this league is unpredictable. If you see this year, we started really well and we had a spell from 11, 12 games without a win. So I think this league is unpredictable, but it's halfway January and we're nearly there, so I think now you can say something about the season where you're gonna, you know, be and maybe where you're gonna be. So I think it's time for us to really have a go at it.
Compared to some of the other squads that you've played with and other players that you've played with, just how close is this group? Is this one of the closest groups of players that you've played with?
Yeah, we have a very good dressing room, and I think you need that to perform on the pitch. We've got a great players that gel really well together on the pitch, but certainly off the pitch, which is a massive help. Sometimes you go the extra mile for each other because you really, you know, you really stick by each other, and I think that shows in the few games we played recently.
Have you played in teams where that doesn't happen, where maybe there are a few more cliques, where maybe the players don't spend that much time off the field together, and do you think that is a bit of a difference maker for you this season?
Yeah, I've been in dressing rooms where it's less of a team, and sometimes that shows on the pitch as well. So I think it's, you know, a big plus for the manager as well, that he, you know, that he brings the players in that goes well with the team, and it's going well so far.
What in particular does he do to encourage that kind of an atmosphere? Because he is, I mean, as far as we know, quite hands-on on the training ground, but does he also let the squad breathe as well in that sense?
Yeah, he gives us, you know, a lot of, well, I wouldn't say free time, but he lets you make your own decisions off the pitch, and when something does happen, you know, there are the people that will correct each other. So I think it's a good mix overall with the staff and the players, and I think we can use that later on the pitch.
As the way that the game has perhaps changed and developed over the years, is he perfectly suited to deal with the modern footballer, would you say?
Well, I think you, as a if you're a manager nowadays, you need to be a bit of everything. And I think he's been terrific with the lads. I think he's the right man for the job, for us, for Sheffield Wednesday. And yeah, I think, you know, all the boys really like him, and I hope he stays here for a long time.
And when you're sort of playing in a group like this that is quite together, and you've had the success that you've had, would you like to sort of be part of this for the long term as well? Would you like to be here for a while to sort of see this project through, so to speak?
Yeah, of course. You know, every club I've been there for a long time. Obviously, my contract is, you know, is done this summer. So hopefully we'll sit down soon, and you know, hopefully it can be part of the things that might happen there.
Would you like to have talks about that, you know, perhaps now rather than wait until the summer? Would you like to sort of know where? Are you the type of player who likes to know where he's going to be, or are you quite comfortable sort of waiting till the summer, like a lot of players do?
I'm quite relaxed about everything. You know, they know what they have about me, and I know this club in and out. So I'm relaxed, and I'm sure that there'll be something.
When you look at the other players that you play with at the back five, which has done so well this year, I think it's 14 clean sheets now. Have you sort of, in particular within that unit, got a chemistry now? And how quick do you think you got that chemistry to a point where you could feel really good about the place where you're at?
I think the most important thing is we had a big, like a long run together. It gives us time to get used to each other, and we know each other's strengths in and out, and I think it shows on the pitch. You know, like you said, we have a lot of clean sheets, but it's not only the defense. Everybody helps out on the pitch, so it makes it easier for us.
We've seen a lot of rumours in the last couple of weeks. Kieran Westwood's been linked with Premier League teams. Claude D'Elner was linked with the Premier League team last week. Tom Lees has been linked too. I guess it's no surprise, really, that they're getting that attention, given how they've played.
Yeah, of course. If you've one of the best, you know, defensive records in the league, then you're always gonna get clubs that look at you, and that's, you know, everywhere it's the same. It shows you that we're on the right, you know, track as a team, as a group, and but I hope they're gonna stay with us.
How important is it that you keep that group together? Because I know it's difficult for a team that has to consider financial offers from the top flight and also keeping a group together, but it's performed so well, hasn't it? And I think the fans sort of sense there's a real opportunity there this year.
Yeah, of course. We hope we can, you know, stay together as a group and progress as a group. But this is football, you never know. If somebody gets a nice offer, then as a club you have to think about it as well. But at the moment we're delighted everyone is still here, and hopefully it's going to continue like that.
When you look at your next opponent in Bolton, they're a team that I think back to the game at their stadium, at the Macron Stadium, where Wednesday dominated the match, and it's still quite a surprise that you didn't end up winning that one. But do you expect a very different game now? They've had a change of manager, different personnel. Do you think it's going to be a very different match then?
Yeah, that's one thing for sure. Have you seen Bolton lately? They've picked up a lot of points. I know the manager very well. It's my old manager from Celtic, so I know how, you know, what he's like, what he's about. He'll have them fired up for this game, like he does for every game, and he won't, you know, let people have time to slack. He'll be right on, you know, right on their toes. So it's gonna be a total different game. So we have to be. We have to be prepared for that.
Obviously, he took the opportunity to come to England, left Celtic in the summer. Do you think he's really got what it takes to make it in English football and also maybe move up, whether it's with Bolton or anywhere else? Do you sort of see that potential to be a really productive manager in the future?
I think so. He's done a terrific job at Celtic. I think he's doing a terrific job here at Bolton, so I wouldn't see in why he can't be at the top flight, you know, in the Premier League, but I think he's happy at the moment where he is, and I'm sure he'll get him going again.
What's he like? Because his personality as a player, and we've seen him as a pundit working for the media as well. Is he kind of like that as a manager too? Is he quite like a player's manager?
He sounds totally different on the TV. I can show you that. No, he's a type of manager that he'll be on your toes. You know, he'll be friendly with you, but you have to perform. He can be ruthless as well. So I think he's got everything what a top manager has to, you know, has to got for to be. Yeah, sometimes you need to be ruthless as well, and he's surely got this in him.
And does it raise an eyebrow when you sort of see the kind of players he's brought in? Ida Good Johnson, for example, or Emil Heskey's been involved as well.
I don't know that dressing room, but if he thinks that he needs a bit of experience with his team to bring in the right players, I'm sure that's what he's done. I think he's capable of seeing what his team needs, and like I said, I don't know how their dressing room is like.
Okay, thank you, Glenn.
You're welcome.